Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Marcia Wood's sculptures don't look anything like people, but she wanted them to feel more human. There are four of her public art sculptures in Kalamazoo, and chances are you pass by them, maybe even every day. Those are her three bright orange columns in front of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, and that's her swirling white design on the second floor of the Epic Center. She made those waves of shiny metal that sit near Kalamazoo College's Light Fine Arts building. And that wavy archway in front of the city's building on Stockbridge Avenue, that's hers too.
And I think people are very familiar with them, but they might not associate them with her, or they might not even associate them with one artist.
Vicki Wright is the former director of collections and exhibitions at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. She helped put together the KIA's current exhibit on the late Kalamazoo artist Marcia Wood, who passed away in 2000. Wright says Wood was a pioneer. There weren't a lot of female artists that were making large public sculptures in the 70s and 80s.
She looked at other public sculpture and she felt that many times it was imposing and unapproachable and sterile almost, not very human. And I think Marcia, one of her goals was to create public sculpture that could be felt emotionally and that still had an attachment to humanity.
Even though they're abstract, Wood's work clearly has human qualities. A lot of her sculptures have curves. Some of them stand on two legs. Wood wanted people to interact with her work.
She wanted people to walk around and look up and down, and even like with Prospect at Kay College particularly, it has openings in it that you can look through.
That's Marcia Wood's friend Dave Curl. He helped write with the exhibit and is working on a book that catalogs Wood's art.
I knew her quite well. We were colleagues at Kalamazoo College at the same time. I was the photography prof and she was the sculpture prof, and our studios were right across the hall from each other.
Altogether, Marcia Wood produced 16 public sculptures. Curl says all of them are in the Midwest. Unlike many accomplished artists, Wood mostly stayed close to home. She got both her degrees in Michigan and taught at Kay College for more than 30 years.
Marcia was primarily a teacher, and and that's probably why she stayed. Her base was Kalamazoo College. It was her alma mater, and Kalamazoo was basically her hometown where she grew up, and she was the hometown girl who made good, we could say.
Obviously, the KIA couldn't bring most of Marcia Wood's large sculptures inside, so the exhibit features the small models Wood used to create them, next to pictures of the real thing. Curl says in works like Procession, you can see how Wood was influenced by classic architecture. Abstract shapes sit on top of three orange posts, almost like ancient Greek columns.
Fragments, remains of architectural ruins. She was fascinated by those themes.
The exhibit also has some of Wood's lesser-known works, like her female figurines. Vicki Wright says you can see how Wood took the idea of her figurine Gemini, which shows two reclining women, and made that concept more and more abstract, ultimately leading to her large metal sculpture, Prospect, at Kay College.
And when you look at the early piece and then look at the progressive pieces that were made after that, you can see that what you might think of when you look at Prospect as being total abstraction, you can see that it comes from the female figure.
Curl says the Marcia Wood exhibit at the KIA is actually the first of two. Wood's work will also be on display and up for auction at the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo in May. Follow the link on our website for more details. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.